Spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter. Beat.
Banter. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Zoa.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter.
I'm leaving in the morning, honey. I'll be gone a long time.
I know that.
Well, I've got to say goodbye, don't I?
Goodbye, then.
I've been laying here till it's been
Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. I know it's a day late, but I wanted to do like All Canadian for Canada Day. So I have a mix of new and old, etc., etc. Yeah. What I just had playing was Sleeping by Foxworn, Andy Schaaf, and Daryl Kissick, followed by To Ease You by Men I Trust. Sort of more like slow, folky indie mix type beat. And then what I have up next is Steal My Sunshine by Len.
As long as we're getting a bit technical, I'd like to remind you that most women and children can perceive higher frequencies of sound than most men.
Doesn't matter 'cause you're everywhere to me. Don't you know that you're gonna break through?
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, I wanted to do a bunch of Canadian music, which is what I'm doing. I was saying earlier, obviously, I'm a day late because it's July 2nd and not July 1st, but I don't air on Tuesdays. I air on Wednesdays, so I can't really do that. I'm not going to take someone's spot. That'd be, like, evil and disgusting and crazy. Anyway, what I just had playing was Everywhere by Brand Van 3000. I love them. I think they're great. My dad showed me them, like, years ago, probably almost 5 years ago, I'd say, with, like, Drinking in LA, and then I sort of listened to the rest of the album, and I was like, dang, this is fire. This is great. And then what I have up next is Care by Zune, followed by Liquor Rum by Ruby Waters. They're both Indigenous artists, like Canadian Indigenous artists, so I thought it'd be super fun to include that. And then I'm sort of shifting, this is a surprise, sneak peek of what's to come, is I'm shifting from like newer music into some more folky rock type beat stuff, if you get the vibe. It feels very Canadian. So I hope you guys enjoy the next two songs, and I'll be back to chat.
Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, I'm doing a special Canadian episode. Obviously, I'm a day late, but I do what I want to do because, as I've said before, this is my show, so I get to do what I want. What I just had playing was Liquor Rum by Ruby Waters. And I am switching it up and doing a more folk-type vibe for the next couple of songs. Also Canadian, of course, with God is Alive, Magic Afoot. Magic is Afoot, Oh My God, I Can't Speak, by Buffy St. Marie. I love her. She's great. This is also totally off topic, but I need the world to hear me, as in whoever listens to this. I've been watching Love Island, which is not usually my typical thing. Like, I'm never really into those reality TV shows, except maybe, like, Below Deck. But, oh my God, Love Island is crazy. I recommend anyone watching it, because it's like a social experiment. It feels like people shouldn't be put through this. It feels like The Hunger Games or something. Like, it's crazy. But it's frustrating because I don't like anyone in the show. So I'm like, why am I watching this? But it's still really fun. So I highly recommend. That's what I've been doing this summer, is watching Love Island. And I could stop, and because I don't like anyone on the show, but I've invested like 25 days into watching the show because they air it like every day. And I can't like not, I can't give up now, if you know what I mean. Like, I can't be like, ugh, no more. So, I'm not going to spoil anything, but crazy things have happened. There was, like, a drama spilling episode yesterday where they had to, like, they wrote messages to each other and then they had to read them. I haven't watched it yet. I'm actually two episodes behind, but I've seen it on Instagram and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, I think everyone should watch Love Island. It's so not my thing, typically, but I'm really enjoying it. I needed the world to hear that. I need the world to hear my opinions, because I think they're good. Well, obviously, they're my opinions, but You know what I mean? Anyway, that's enough of my little rant about Love Island. I'm going to switch it to Buffy St. Marie.
God is light, magic is afoot. God is alive, magic is afoot. God is afoot, magic is alive. Life is afoot. Magic never died. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened. Magic never hid. Magic always ruled. God is afoot. God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, the heart did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive. Though his death was pardoned, round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh within my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world. And mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh. And flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock. And time itself, the magic length of God.
You're You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. To say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. You in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. Let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye by the icon himself, Leonard Cohen. I think he's one of the best, like, songwriters. He's got that same, like, energy as Bob Dylan, where it's like, okay, you can't really sing. Like, you can, and it's your own style. But it's not the best vocals, but you have amazing lyrics. And I think he is up there. I have one of his poetry books. I haven't read it yet, which is like, of course, I buy books and then I never read them. And then they sit there and they get dusty. And it's like, girl, are you ever going to read them? And it's like, I will, but I don't know when. That's my struggle. I have so many books. Like, I started The Secret Diary of Laura Palmer like in December and I still haven't finished it. I was reading the Patti Smith, like, just kids, like, what's it called? Autobiography, I think. Maybe a year ago, and I still haven't finished it. I just, like, can't read. Like, I can, of course. I'm in school, I can read. But I can't bring myself to read. I find it very hard. Because I'm like, I can be on my phone instead, which is so terrible. Like, it's terrible. But, like, I can be on Instagram Reels instead, which is my goal for the summer, is to like switch that up and not, and be on my phone a little bit less. Yeah, that's, guys, be on your phone less and read more. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just spitting right now. And then what I have up next is Sweet Jane by Cowboy Junkies, followed by Down by the River by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. My friend just got Neil Young tickets. I think he's at Budweiser. And I'm so jealous. Like, I should be there, but I didn't end up getting tickets, and I don't really want to spend like $400 for a concert at Budweiser. Like, I love Budweiser, but $400 is kind of crazy. Anyway, that's what I have for now. I'll stop talking. It's probably too much, but that's it for me. I'll be back.
Apart, wouldn't turn around and hate it. Hello, my.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is the end of my, like, Canadian episode. So I played solely Canadian episodes, and you can be like, Kate, you're late. Yeah, I know I'm a day late, but I can't really, like, play stuff on Tuesday because I don't have my show on Tuesday. That's not when it is. So that would be evil if I did. That would be crazy. Anyway, what I have for the last two are Ironic by Alanis Morissette and Ahead by a Century by The Tragically Hip. I feel like The Tragically Hip is like the Canadian band. Like they are Canadian. Like they are Canada. And so I had to include them. I think they're one of my favorites up there as of right now. Like, I've been listening to them a lot. They feel very like summer. It's the same way people are like, I listen to country in the summer. Well, it's like, I listen to The Tragically Hip in the summer and I'm better than you. I'm kidding. I wouldn't say that. Unless it's like, I can't say that because that's like dissing and I don't want to be rude. Anyway. And then I just adore Alanis Morissette. I was watching clips from Glastonbury because she just performed, and that was crazy. Like, some of the sets at Glastonbury, like, I watched the 1975s, amazing. And obviously, like, I'm biased because I do love them and I've seen them in concert, so I think they're great. But Alanis Morissette's was also amazing. But I saw a video of there's this guy, and I think I read the comments, and it was he was with his sister and he was crying to Thank You by Alanis Morissette. Based, that's so based. Like, you're, yes, like, do that. And people were, like, being awful to him in the comments of this TikTok I saw. They were like, someone just got served his divorce statement and things like that. And I was like, guys, like, you don't understand it. Live music is so, like, emotional. Anyway, I said emotional like Parker Posey. Here's Ironic. I'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Someday, cast in a golden light.
This is our life. And that's where the hornet stung me. And I had a feverish dream of revenge and death. Tonight we smoke them out. You are ahead by a century. You are ahead by a century. You are ahead by a century.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars.